My pastor, been under him many, many years and listened to his radio program, he would always end with Matthew 6:33. Well, that's what I'm going to begin with your offering today. Talking about laying up treasures in heaven. That's where the devil can't. The devil's been kicked out of heaven. And when, what you do today, when you bring your offering, when you give unto the Lord, you keep him first. I said, when you keep him first, he's in heaven, but he came down here and he gave us the best fruit. He gave us himself. He brought heaven to earth. Jesus brought heaven to earth. He brought us back into relationship with our Father God. And every foot, like Pastor Jim talked about, everywhere we put our feet, God has given us that place for an inheritance. That means the best of the land. I have not experienced it yet, but I'm going to keep walking. And I'm going to keep talking about how good God is. And I'm going to keep destroying principalities and powers with my words. Matthew 6:33. If you seek first the kingdom of God, that's God's way of doing business. He's a good businessman. You got to give God your best. Amen. You want to truly live life, the good life, we got to give God our best. In other words, if you open up your wallet today and you got a five in there and you got a hundred, what's your best? Now, I'm not telling you what amount to give. God gives, he says, take a tenth. Now, you know what the tenth's got to be. But I'm talking about it goes past the tithe to your offering. In other words, I'm not trying to get you money. I'm trying to get you blessed. Amen. It's about being blessed. And that takes faith to give the bigger denomination. Did I say that right? Because this is a non-denominational congregation here. I don't want to make y'all denominational. Amen. You are a denomination. You're a giver. When I got born again, God took my old stealing spirit, my old dead spirit, and he made me alive unto him, and he made me a giver. I went out like Jim. I got a similar testimony. God took my cusser out. I'd never been to that kind of church. Uh-oh. Yeah, you in? If you're watching online, we speak in tongues here. We lay hands on the sick here. We anoint with oil here. That's, we alive here. Amen. We're alive unto God. We do what the Bible says, and we're expecting God's results. We're expecting results. We're not going to be that church in the book of Revelation that God says, there's one thing I got against you. There's one thing I got against you. I want to know God is for me. He's not against me. We're going to be the church that says, well done. Keep doing it. Amen. That church. Keep doing good. Faint not. Just keep doing good. Keep doing what the word says and you'll have the results. That's Matthew 6:33. All these things that don't be anxious. That you hadn't seen them yet. Matthew 6:25 says, therefore, this is in red, written in red. Jesus says, I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, young or old, what you will eat, what you will drink, nor about your body. Went too far. What you're going to put on. Is not life more than just food? And the body more than just clothing? Look at the birds of the air, and they're all clothed with all kinds of different colors. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns and let our Father make sure they got something to eat. Well, you're a little bit better than a bird. We're not in the class of a bird. The Holy Ghost is not a bird. He came in the form of a dove because that's the way God showed John, that's going to be my son, John the Baptist. And when he saw that, John knew that's him. That's the one I saw. That's the Holy Ghost. That's the one that's going to be baptized with the Holy Ghost. But the Holy Ghost is not a bird. He's God. He's God Almighty. But see, God sometimes has to show us things that we can understand, that we can see and know. That's what God said would happen, and it happens just like he said it. Amen? But we're better than the birds. Which of you, being anxious, can add a single hour to his span of life? None of us. And why are you anxious about clothing? Consider the lilies, the flowers of the field. They grow, and neither they toil nor spin. Yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. You know, Jim talked about in that testimony, he talked about he was doing this, he was doing that, he went to church, he served on the board. But all of that is what we can do. But it came to a place to where, you know, Jim said, you know what, I've done everything I can do. I need help. I want what they got. Because they probably weren't talking about what they did that day. They were talking about what Jesus did. And when you go around talking about what Jesus did, people know that you know Jesus. Because it ain't about what I do. It's about what he did. It's about what he is doing. Therefore, verse 31, don't be anxious saying what we're going to eat, what we're going to drink, what we're going to wear. For the Gentiles, the world seek after these things, but your heavenly Father knows what we need. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all those things are going to be added. Let God, see, quit struggling to try to get something and enter into his rest, the rest of faith. That just do what the Bible says. Don't do it because I'm telling you. Do it because you love God. And he loves you. So let's stand this morning as you give. You got a purpose. That God loves you. He loves you. He loves your children. He loves your whole family. Even the ones that maybe don't come with you to church. He says, I love them. Keep praying for them. Keep being an example. Because the Jesus they see, they need to see him in you. And then I'll say, I want that Jesus. Will the real Jesus stand up? I see a lot of Jesus standing up in here. Faith people. Believing in the promises of God. All these promises are yes and amen. Well, it's time for us to see them. Amen. It's time for us to see them. So, Father, we thank you right now. We're going to see. We're going to see your mighty hand in our lives, in our finances. Lord, in our families. A lot of F's here. In our finances, in our family, in our future. Lord, we just thank you. Your word is from everlasting to everlasting. And if we put our word out of our heart and put it in our mouths, Lord, you will come after your word to perform it in our lives. So, Father, I thank you right now for coming after some finances in this church, in these people's lives, Lord, and breaking that spirit of poverty in the name of Jesus off of their mind. And, Lord, just chasing them down, Lord, with blessings, your blessings, the blessings of the Lord that makes us rich. Say, I'm rich. I'm rich. No, no, you're not. You're very rich. Say, I'm very rich in Jesus' name. All right, now act on what you believe. Bring it forth. Amen. Bring your offering and worship the Lord. Praise you, Jesus.
It's all about you, Jesus. I'm sorry. it's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus. I'm coming back to your heart of worship. And it's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord, for the thing I've made it. And it's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus.
Praise his name. Hallelujah. Psalms 139:23 says, search me. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. And see if there be any wicked way in me. And lead me in the way of everlasting. Lead me in the way. Jesus is the way. What Pastor Jim opened up with, it ain't just coincidence. Commitment. It was total commitment. This is total commitment. Search me, O God. This is just committing your lives unto the Lord. Search me, O God, and know my heart. He knows your heart, but he's wanting you to show you his heart. Show you his heart. God wants you to show you his heart, and he'll show you his. Show and tell. Amen. See, there's nothing dark in God. There's nothing wicked in God. And God knows man. He knows man without God will turn mad. He'll turn into an animal. He'll be like an animal. Man without God. That's what happened in the garden. Fear came in. The devil came in. And if you follow the devil's path, you'll get evil, wicked, and wicked, and wicked, and wicked. You'll go from glory to glory. You'll go from darkness to darkness, from darkness. I was there. We were all there in sin. But Jesus. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. But Jesus. Jesus came into this darkness and gave us light. He is the light. Amen. He came into this dark world. Now, he still leaves the choice up to everybody that's in wicked and darkness. And we're going to talk about some of this. So, Father, we just thank you right now. Lord, we thank you for the word. Holy Spirit, we thank you for magnifying and manifesting Jesus to us today. A tangible experience with Jesus today. Not just words on a page, but life in the believer's heart. Lord, we want to experience that life, that abundant life that you have given us. Jesus, we want to walk with you like the disciples walked with you and know you in a tangible way, Lord. And we thank you, Holy Spirit, that you can bring that into our lives. It ain't just words on a page. It's not just a song that's played. It's a true living relationship with you, Jesus. And that's what we're asking today. And that's what we're believing in Jesus' name. Amen? Amen. That's our Father. That's God. That he came and he comes and he wants to fellowship with us. You know, he doesn't have to sleep, but he made our bodies to where we need rest. We have to physically shut our eyes and rest. But God is not he doesn't have a physical body like we have. He never sleeps, but he gave us the ability. He gave us space to where we could have some rest. He gives us space. He's not a ruler. He's not a tyrant that wants something from you that's going to cost you something. No, he wants that fellowship he created. He wants our love. He wants our compassion. He wants our fellowship, but he's not going to make you do it. He said he came to meet them in the garden. They could have not. They knew the meeting place. Adam and Eve knew the meeting place in the garden. They had a meeting place with God. You know, we're going to have a business meeting today, but I pray that meeting, I want that meeting to be short compared to what we're talking about right now. I want to have a meeting with God every day. Amen. I'm not perfect. None of us are perfect in our flesh. But God says, I'm looking past the flesh because of the cross, because of the blood. He looks at our spirit and he sees us as if we had never sinned. That's how you have to see yourself once you get born again. You can't understand this in your mind. You've got to renew your mind to this word, to the mirror of this word that says, I am not that old person. I'm not just an old sinner. I've been saved by the grace of God. And I'm a new creation in him. I've been created in him, in his righteousness. And he will reveal things to me that my neighbor that's unsaved doesn't know, that I can get him to know Jesus. He'll give me something that will draw that neighbor. a word of knowledge, a word of wisdom, because God wants that neighbor saved. But that neighbor, we're going to be talking about this. The title of today's message is, Lord, we believe. Help thou my unbelief. I'll throw a little bit of King James in there. Just sounded a little bit better. Poetic. See, the King James is a poetic language. Amen? Mark 9:24 says, and straightway the father of the child cried out, talking to Jesus, and said with tears in his eyes. I've seen some people weeping in here this morning. You know why? Because Jesus is touching them. This father was touched with the news about Jesus. And he cried out with tears and says, Lord, I believe, but help my unbelief. See, unbelief is not your friend. Doubt is not a friend. This is a concept that most Christians don't have today. That we think one either believes or doesn't believe. But this father said he believed. But he had something else that was telling him unbelief. Don't believe. Jesus didn't rebuke him for saying that. In fact, Jesus told Jairus, A-E-I-O-U, that's the vowels, right? He told Jairus in Mark 5:36, fear not, because Jairus needed Jesus to come heal his daughter, but his daughter died on the way. But thank God he had friends, he knew Jesus. And they said, they come to him and they said, Jairus, your daughter is dead, trouble the master no longer. Well, that ain't trouble to Jesus, that's an opportunity. Somebody died, Jesus said, that's an opportunity to go raise them from the dead. But Jesus said he needed his cooperation. Fear not, Jairus, believe only. See, Jesus had to get rid of that unbelief. See, here comes unbelief. The devil always makes sure he'll put somebody across your path to bring you some unbelief. Messengers with a note. Remember Elijah? Jezebel. Well, her name might have started with a J, but I tell you what, she needed to know another name named Jesus. Because if she didn't do things right, she's not going to see everlasting life. She's going to be in darkness. And Jesus told Jairus, fear not, believe only, and what? You shall see. You shall see what you've been believing. And Jesus implied, therefore, that we can believe and disbelieve at the same time. Mark 11:23. If y'all put that up there, it's one of my favorites. Jesus, say, I'm a disciple. And Jesus said, disciples, whosoever shall say, disciple, if you'll say to this mountain, Jesus speaking, be thou removed, mountain, and be cast into the sea, and doubt not where? In his heart, but shall believe those things which he says shall come to pass. Jesus didn't say what I said. He's saying if you'll believe what you say. If you got faith in God, and you say something according to what God has said, and you got faith in it, you'll see it. That's what Jesus is saying. And believe those things which he says shall come to pass. You will have whatsoever you say. And Jesus told his disciples that. We must believe and not doubt in our hearts. It would have been unnecessary to tell them not to doubt if believing excluded doubts. We can believe and have doubts at the same time. And Brother Hagin said it this way. You can doubt in your heart. You can believe in your heart and have doubt in your head. Because this is where the battle is. Your victory is in your heart. Your victory is in your spirit, man. But your head has to be, your mind has to be renewed. You have to lay down your mind and pick up the mind of Christ. In other words, Jesus, your spirit got born again, but the spirit of Christ is on the inside of us by the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen? If you want to be schizophrenic, say, I got Jesus on the inside. There's two spirits in me, his spirit and my spirit. If you want to call yourself bipolar, there's a good bipolar. Amen? I got his mind. If you want to get crazy and lose your mind and get Christ. Get his mind. Take up his mind. We're told to let his mind be in us and never leave us. Amen? But see, we can believe and have doubts at the same time, but that will cancel out our faith, that doubt, that unbelief. And if we're going to receive that physical manifestation of what we're believing for God, we have to remove all doubts. Amen? Remove them. On one of those papers last night, I used a permanent marker. I was trying to get some stuff to print highlighted, and I couldn't get it done. I said, you know what? I'm done with this. I even tried the green magic marker. I was going to see if the printer could recognize dark green and we could still see the bold. But you know what? It just didn't look right. But see, that was a permanent marker. I can't change it now. Only thing I can do is take that paper. If I don't like it, it's crumble it up or shred it and throw it away. Well, I tell you what, I have been marked with Christ. I have been marked with God, and nothing can change that. Nothing can take that away from you except you. You can tear it up, but nobody can tear it from you. You could walk away from it, but that choice is yours. But I've decided I'm going to follow Jesus. And it's a lifetime journey. You got to rise up every day. I have decided to follow Jesus. Amen? And you got to say that every day, because doubt's going to hit you every day. It says, why are you following Jesus? See, the Bible says don't envy the wicked. That it's like things are going good, but you know they're not born again. You know they're not saved. And like, man, things are working good. And the Bible shows us that God says don't look at them. Don't compare yourselves among yourselves. Jesus says you look to me, because just like that lily of the field one day is blooming and looking so good and smelling so good, but next thing, the sun, it runs out of water and it's scorched and it dies. Jesus said, so shall the wicked be in their transgression. Just like that. You know, that's the way that rapture of the church is going to happen. There's nothing else that needs to be fulfilled. Just like that, some are going to hear a trumpet. And some's going to say, did y'all hear something? And they're going to be left behind. But we're going to go. When Jesus says, come up hither, I'm going. Amen. Amen. My spirit, I'm getting out of here. I'm being sucked up, body, spirit, and soul. We're going to be changed. Amen. It's going to be a happy day. Darius, that's going to be a happy day. Amen. But until then, we need to tell people about a happy day that's coming. And it's soon and very soon. Here's some ways to remove doubt. Fasting and prayer. I fasted and I've been praying this morning. And I didn't do this just because it's in my document. I mean, I had to press through this morning to pass by McDonald's and get my a caramel iced coffee and a sausage and egg biscuit or a bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit. I had to press through. I had to press through. Amen? Matthew 17, 14 through 21. It says, and when they were come to the multitude, there came to him a certain man, kneeling down to him and saying, Lord, we're talking about, Lord, I believe, help my unbelief. This is that father. This is that story. Peter, James, and John and Jesus just come off of a mountain. Jesus had just been transfigured in front of them. They saw God's glory. Peter, James, and John. The Father was there. Moses was there. Elijah was there. But thank God Jesus was there, because Jesus brought all this revelation to us. Amen. Because, they were in fear. They were in trembling. But Jesus said, when they looked back up, all they saw was Jesus. See, in Jesus dwells all the Godhead bodily. Amen. You get understand that? In Jesus dwelt all the Godhead in the body. We have the kingdom in us, in our body. Amen? That's how you got somebody that's 85, a couple that's 85 and still alive, ready to thrive, and that ain't no jive. They ready to get busy for God. Keep on staying on. Keep on trucking on. Man, hallelujah. That's a testimony, man. It gets me fired up. I like to say, they got good genes. Levi genes. The priest of Levi. I just got that little jingle the other day. I felt like I needed to share that. Because, see, Jim might be a wrangler, man. I don't know. He's a wrangler. See, I hit the wrangler. But the main thing is, we got the DNA of God. Amen. Doctor. Jesus is a doctor of divinity. So here's this Matthew 17, 14 through 21. Here's this father crying out. Jesus, Peter, James, John, Jesus, they're coming down. But the disciples there, they couldn't get it done. They're having problems. And this father says, Lord, have mercy on my son, for he is a lunatic. That was a possession back then. That was a name they called those. We would think some people that are in the mental house, They've lost their mind. They're crazy, lunatic. And sore vexed, for often he falls into the fire. Jumping, you just go jump into the fire. Or go jump into the water. And I brought him to your disciples, and they could not cure him. That was not a happy day. Jesus was not singing a happy day when he heard that song. He wasn't happy when he heard they could not, your disciples, and they could not. Uh-oh. And Jesus answered and said, Oh, faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring that child to me. He didn't say, have you paid your tithe? Have you been paying your tithes for the last 2 months, last 20 years? Have you been to the synagogue today? Have you asked the priest to pray for him? No, Jesus said, bring him to me now. Bring that child now. Jesus don't care for suffering. Amen. Any kind of suffering. And you're his children. He calls you child. He doesn't like to see you suffer. Us suffer. Bring him here to me. And Jesus, what? He rebuked the devil. He knew that was the devil. And he rebuked the devil and departed. And that devil departed. Departure, time to get out. Leave. Didn't take 12 deacons praying in tongues. Didn't take three pastors anointing with oil. Jesus said, come out now. Cast that devil out now, Dale. Boom. Amen. Why? Jesus had no unbelief. He believed his Father had given him the power when he anointed him on the Jordan in the Spirit and in the water. And Jesus came up and said, look out, devil. It's written. It's time to write the book. Amen. It's time to write this book. And Jesus, it departed out of him, and the child was cured from that very hour. Praise God. Don't you think that father was happy? Yeah. Now that's happy day. That was a happy day. And I'm sure he went about shouting and praising God in the temple, in the synagogue. And I bet them old priests, they just like, oh man, they were. Did anybody take up an offering when they got? I could hear the old priest. Did anybody take up an offering? See, it ain't about the money. It's about believing in Jesus. And the disciples came to Jesus apart. They want to have a meeting. They want to know what. See, because, you know, the disciples wasn't happy either. Man, that they wanted to see that. They expected. They had Jesus. Let me get on here. I'm getting ahead of myself. Why could we not cast him out, Lord? And Jesus said to them, because of your unbelief. See, unbelief is not yours. It doesn't come from God. Come on. God has not given you a spirit of fear, which fear is rooted in unbelief. But God has given you a spirit of life, power, sound mind. See, this guy, lunatic, he was not even in his right mind, this boy. He'd been vexed, tormented all these years. And I don't know how old he was. But Jesus said, because of your unbelief, for verily, for a truth I say to you, if you have faith as how small? Is that even bigger than a grain of salt? What's bigger, mustard seed or salt? Don't matter. They both small. Amen. Microscopic. But if you have faith, Jesus said, as that small as a grain of mustard seed, you can say to that mountain, be thou removed. You can say to that devil, get out of there. Remove from here and go to there, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible to you. But Jesus said, howbeit this kind, say kind. What kind is he talking about? He ain't talking about the devil, because it don't take but just a mustard seed of faith to get rid of a devil. Come on. Power, Jesus gave them power and authority. But Jesus said, but this kind, unbelief. This kind of unbelief, not the devil. See, that's where the church or Hollywood wants to paint. You got a big devil, little devil. Well, if you got a little bit of faith, you can take care of a little devil, but you got to have big, big faith to take care of them biggins. No, you don't. As a grain of mustard, because it ain't your faith. It's God's faith. And he is the creator. And he put his faith in you. What is the fruit of the Spirit? Love, joy, peace, joy, kindness, faith. Faith is a part of your spirit. Amen. It's the faith of God that can move mountains, cast out devils, raise the dead. Amen. Saints, we believe for that leg to come forth. Dale. See, but God needs your faith too, and we're here to believe with you, brother. Any, God doesn't see the handicap; he sees them whole. So don't, even though we have to use a sign, right? And nothing wrong with that. But don't see yourself handicapped. See yourself whole.
Amen.
See yourself whole. Because that's the way God sees us. Jesus went to people that had no limbs, had no legs, had leprosy, and they were made whole. I'm not the healer. I'm not the miracle worker. Jesus is, and I'm here now. I'm here to display his power among his people. I'm to say what he says to say. And he does the work. He does the work. He confirms his word with signs and wonders. Amen. But we've got to hear that. Faith comes by hearing. We've got to hear about those signs and wonders. We've got to hear about this miracle worker. Jesus is walking and talking still in this earth, and he's doing it through his people, through the church. But not everybody's speaking it. Not everybody's hearing it. Not everybody's seeing the miracles. Why? Because we got to preach it. And we got to believe it. Amen. And we got to get that unbelief out. You got to get believing in, you got to get the unbelief out. And that takes some teaching too. This ain't a teaching morning. Amen. But there will be some mornings it'll be teaching. But Jesus said this kind comes out not only but by prayer and fasting. What was Jesus, what had them boys been doing on that mountain? They wasn't up there having a tabernacle fellowship meeting with barbecue, chili beans. They were up there, the glory of God was being revealed. And Jesus, his future was being laid out to him, and things was happening. And Peter and James and John, man, they were caught up in the glory of God. And they were seeing Elijah and seeing Moses. What? By faith. In the spirit, man, they were being manifested. And when they came down from the mountain, they had a glory meeting with Jesus and the Father and the Holy Ghost. And when Jesus came down, you know what? And them boys came down, he was full of faith. He was, bring that child to me. The devil's going to be defeated right now. Don't have to wait. Just that was awesome. And but Jesus said there's some unbelief here. And Jesus said at one time in the Gospels, in his own hometown, he could therefore do no what? He didn't say he couldn't do no work, but he couldn't do no mighty works. Because of what? Unbelief. Not Jesus' unbelief. He said because of their unbelief. Yeah. And see, that's the problem, is we got so many people that don't believe. And it's a spirit of the devil, unbelief. I don't think I'm going to finish this today. There's so much that needs to be said about this. Jesus didn't say the reason they couldn't cast the demon out was because they didn't have any faith. They did have faith. Jesus was a faith teacher, and they were faith disciples. But there's some things that they hadn't touched on yet, some things they hadn't seen yet. And this unbelief grabbed them, got a hold of them. And what did it do? It negated that faith. The Bible says evil communication corrupts good manners. That doesn't mean if you just go into somebody that's an evil person. No, it's you keep staying there and you keep staying there and you keep staying around those persons and those friends that are ungodly. It'll rub off on that spirit will come upon you and it'll suck the faith out of you that you've been working on. You can't, and you got to understand, I'm not saying don't witness to people, but you can't be their friends if they're not a friend to God. You can be their witness, but you can't be their friend. Because I can only be your friend if God's your friend. You understand what I'm saying? You got to love them, but you can't go celebrate their ungodliness. You can't go celebrate their unbelief. We got to celebrate Jesus. And that's got to bring faith and hope and love and joy and miracles. Amen. And babies, children getting cured of all kind. I said all kind of sickness and disease that's in this earth. They had faith. That's why they were confused, why they couldn't get rid of this devil, couldn't cure this boy. Well, thank God Jesus is a teacher. And Jesus loves us enough to correct us. Any good father, any good mother that loves their kids are going to tell you the truth. We're going to correct you when you're doing it wrong. And by gosh, do it right next time, would you? Amen. Wow, we want you to be blessed. See, they had cast out demons. I put up Luke 9, 1 through 6. Jesus had, they had already been down this path. Matthew 17, 21. No, Luke 9, 1 through 6. Because we're talking about the disciples had already operated the way Jesus told them to. And I'll just, y'all can catch up with me. Luke 9, 1 through 6, Jesus said, he called his disciples together and gave them, if I give you something, what do you have to do? Jim, what'd you say? Yeah, I know, I ain't got to teach a teachable crowd here. I was going to have to do a little demonstration. I was going to get some money out of my wallet, but I ain't got no wallet. But I got some gold to back it up. I got a gold, no, it's not even a gold card, it's a blue card. But it's based on gold. Amen. Your money is not worth nothing. It's based on gold. Amen. It's just a, what do you call that? It's just a piece of paper. I forget what they call it. Legal, there you go, legal tender. There you go, Jack. But Jesus had called his disciples together and gave them whose power? He delegated his power. That, where did Jesus get it from? From the Father. Amen. Like Father, like Son. Preach that before. That's a good message. See, Jesus, and he was God, but he didn't come to this earth as God. He was born as God. He was born as a baby. He was born as God, but he lived and grew as a man, anointed, and then he got anointed by God. Amen. He lived as the Son of Man. He laid aside his deity down here and became flesh. God became flesh. Concealed his glory. Amen. And Jesus has taken this power and authority, and he gave it to have power and authority over all devils and to cure all diseases. And he sent them, what? To preach the kingdom of God. Righteousness. You're right standing with God now. This is the good news. The kingdom of God. Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. So people, it's time to experience some joy in the church, in your life. Amen. Turn it around. Let's turn this thing around. Let God turn some things around. And he went, preached the kingdom of God, and healed the sick. And he said to them, take nothing for your journey. A lot of, and I'm capable of this. A lot of times we think, well, I'll do what God's called me to do when. He didn't say when. He said, take nothing. Don't be waiting on the money to come in. Don't be packing your bags with Lance crackers and Nicots and, you know, nutty bars and going for the trip. You know, have your sweets and have your peanut butter crackers. Jesus, don't do none of that stuff. I ain't got time for that, boy. We ain't got time for that. Get out here and start preaching what I've told you. Good news. All these parables I've been teaching. Go preach the kingdom. And when you go, take nothing. And whatever house will let you in, preach the kingdom. Heal their babies. Heal the sick. Heal the lepers. And guess what? They'll leave you with blessings. See, Jesus knew it's more blessed to give than to receive. But when you give somebody something that they can't get, they're going to bless you with something. I go into houses all the time, get their appliances fixed, and even some that I don't fix that day. They bless me. They want to tip me. They want to give me a coat. They want to give me a water. Sometimes I take it. Sometimes I don't, because I might be overflowing with water in the truck. But people are trying to bless you. Jesus knew if you go heal somebody's sick baby, they're going to give you something. Jesus, but he said, don't focus on those things. Matthew 6:33, seek ye first. Go out here and preach the kingdom. I've given you power and authority. And when you enter that house, abide and thence depart. And whosoever will not receive you when you go out of that city, Jesus, I'm going to write a journal. Jesus, they treated me bad in that place. They told me I was radical. They told me, no, Jesus said, shake off the dust. Don't get offended, because if you don't get offended, you get blessed. Don't worry about what, if they don't let you in, if you ring the doorbell and they come in and shut the door, just say, bless them in Jesus' name and leave. Go to the next door, amen. I just got me one of them fancy doorbells. I can tell you, if you come to my house and you make some motion, it records you. And I can talk to you, see, because I've had this experience. So I wanted to test it. You need to test something before you trust it, right? You need to test something. Make sure it works. So me and my wife got home after we ate supper, and I hadn't told her. And she sat in her car for, I don't know, 20 minutes. I'm like, what is she doing out there? Both of us came in, but she's on the phone doing something, texting. I'm inside. I got the camera on, and I got a button I can push. It speaks. I had to shut that thing down, like I say, for 15, 20 minutes. I had to delete that one because she wouldn't come in. I'm like, my gosh, come in. I need to test this thing. And finally, I get a little alert, and I see her walking. And she gets right there to the doorbell, and I say, intruder alert, intruder alert. You know, because I got it on the night camera. It's just a little red light, but my voice came out of that little box. It worked. I recorded it, but then I deleted it because I know she wouldn't want me to see anybody to see that. But her eyes were all white like the dog. They wasn't, you know, at night, they're white eyes. I'm like, where was I going with that? Power and authority. And whosoever, they don't receive you, go to the next place. In other words, ring the doorbell. Nobody's home, go to the next place where they, you see those things, no solicitation. Didn't say no witnessing, did it? And say, I'm here to, you don't have to say witness. You can just say, however the Lord leads you. I don't want to put words in your mouth. Just say, whatever the Lord says. Because he'll give you a word. The Lord will give you words to say. Amen. And they departed and went through the towns, preaching the gospel and healing everywhere. Amen. That was a happy day. That was a happy day. Man, Jesus laid hands on the disciples. See, it ain't all about Jesus. It wasn't even all about him. He wanted the church. He wants us to do those works. He is pleased when we, it's not us, it's Christ in us. And then Luke 10, 17 through 20, talking about these disciples, they had been doing, they had been casting devils out. They had been healing the sick. Luke 10, 17 through 20. And the 70 returned. What? They were sad and depressed, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject. No, they were excited. They had joy unspeakable and full of glory. Lord, even the devils are in it. They're getting under our feet. Lord, we're getting people healed. Lord, we're seeing blind eyes open. We're hearing the deaf, Lord. They're just excited about all this. And Jesus said to him, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Man, Jesus started a story here, man. He started telling a story. I saw Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Behold, I give you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the devil. What is he showing them? The devil's under your feet. See, he's under your feet. He's done fail. He's under your feet. Because Jesus, where did he come from? He came from heaven. And he said, I saw that old sloop. I saw him fall. I saw my father kick him out with the boot and send him down to the earth. But God didn't leave us alone down here with that old crazy thing, the devil. He sent Jesus. He sent the best. He sent his son in the image of God and sent him to be crucified, to become sin, to be persecuted, to have his beard ripped out. He sent Jesus for us to destroy the devil. He hadn't done that. He hadn't went to the cross yet, but Jesus has the power and authority, and whoever he gives it to, I said, whoever he gives it to, you can receive it. Amen. Amen. Jesus don't take nothing back. When he gives you something, a gift, it's yours. And he expects us to use it. He's expecting a return. Come on. Jesus is expecting a return on his gift. Amen. On the gift of the Holy Ghost. So I'm expecting some returns. I'm expecting some of your banking accounts. I'm expecting some calls. Not because you got trouble. I'm expecting some calls because you got some joy in your life. Amen. I'm tired of hearing trouble. It's time for double for you. I'm ready to hear the testimonies. Amen. Amen. We're not a weekly church. We're not even a bi-weekly. We a church on fire. Amen? Amen. We getting on fire if we ain't on fire. Amen. This is Christ. This is his church, man. We're the triumphant church. Amen. That's who you are. We're a body right here, but when you leave this place, you aren't bodiless. You have a head. He is Jesus. He is the head of your life. He's the head of the church. Amen. And when you go, you're the body. He's going with you. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm preaching myself happy today. I guess because I know I got a meeting. I got to get happy. Amen. You can be happy at a business meeting. Amen. A church business meeting, we can be happy. Why? Because we're blessed. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to stop right here at Luke 10, 17 through 20. But you need to know the way you defeat unbelief is by prayer and fasting in the Word of God, day and night, night and day. That doesn't mean you go around just quoting King James all day. No, it means you go around all day just thanking and praising the Lord and keeping your mind upon heavenly things, upon what he said you could do. And then when that opposition hits you, when you're squeezed, the Word of God will come out of you. Faith will come out of you. Joy will come out of you. And that devil will have to flee. Amen. Because he don't like the joy of the Lord. He don't like to be around people that are full of joy. The devil don't. Amen. Amen. He likes darkness. He's like roaches. The devil's like roaches. He likes to hide and be in warm, moist places that are dark. Amen. I've seen a lot of roaches. I've worked on a lot of appliances. And they like to hide in those dark places, those greasy, those dirty places. See, the devil likes to dirty up your life. He likes to make you come in and make your life dark and full of all kind of evil. But Jesus, when you turn on the light, them roaches will run for cover, buddy. That's the devil. When you bring the light, bring the word, they run in terror. Amen? Because light has come. Joy has come. Peace has come. Amen? You need to say, that's my place. That's my house. That's my life. Not only my life, all those that are around me in Jesus' name. Amen? So Luke 10, talking about Jesus giving his disciples power. It said the 70 returned with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject to our name. And Jesus said, I saw Satan as lightning fall from heaven. And I have given you power to tread upon all the power of the enemy, of the devil. And nothing shall by any means hurt you. COVID, it hit me, but it didn't hurt me. Amen? Come on, because God is for me. Now, if I didn't have the foundation that I had, and there's a lot of people that didn't have that foundation, we're not saying they're not in heaven, but some of them it hurt. They don't know this. They don't know the power and authority that we have in Christ, that it won't hurt us. It might knock us down. It might stumble us a little bit, but we shall arise in Jesus' name. Amen. You got to keep walking and keep talking and keep filling yourself and pray in the Holy Ghost. If you haven't received the baptism, get baptized and speak and build yourself up in your most holy faith. Why? There's an attack coming. There's opposition coming. But Jesus said, all those great things you've seen, he said, in this rejoice not, but that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice in this, that your name, say my name. My name is written in his book, in the Lamb's book of life. Amen. Years ago, there was a box of cereal. It was called Life. There was a little boy called Mikey. He liked Life cereal. He loved that Life cereal. I got a good buddy named Mike Hughes. Mike, if you're watching, bless you, brother. I ain't seen him in a long time. I always thought of Mikey Hughes when I saw that commercial. But one time, Mikey didn't know Jesus. And his dad worked and ran they destroyed buildings when they were old. They called them, they condemned them, and they would come in and blow them up with dynamite. This is Mike Hughes, his daddy. Alf Hughes was his name. He's departed now. But Mike grew up in this. They were from Chicago, Tammy. They were from the big city. They blew up big things. There was a lot of money in blowing up buildings. I seen their lifestyle, but at one time, you know, we were teenagers and we wasn't saved. And I remember we used to watch America's Most Wanted on TV. Hear some crazy things, these people killing people in America's Most Wanted. And one night, me and Sherry, we were saved and we were watching that. I'm talking about fasting and prayer. I'm talking about belief and unbelief. And we're sitting there and we're listening. And it said, Mike Hughes, such and such, was robbed and took a knife and stabbed him and is battling for his life in such and such city. And I said, my God, if that's Mike Hughes, come on, Sherry, we're going to pray. I didn't know. But we prayed. We took authority and we used our power and authority and we prayed, bound there. Whatever we did that night, we prayed in faith. And it might have been, I don't know, 3-5 years later, we were out at a restaurant out there at the lake because they lived on the lake years ago. We were sitting out there we rode motorcycles that day, sitting out there having us a drink on the platform, Coca-Cola. It wasn't no beer, Budweiser. I'm born again now. I'm saved. I got the Holy Ghost. That stuff don't do me no more. Jesus done me. Now, Diet Coke and talking about Jesus and riding with our friends. And I looked out there and I saw a pontoon, but for this time, I just kept looking. And when it got closer, I said, my God, that's Mike Hughes. I'm out here waving you. It's like Forrest Gump. Remember Forrest Gump when Lieutenant Dan showed up out there and Forrest got Lieutenant Dan and Forrest jumps off the boat. Nobody driving the boat. I'm like, Mike Hughes. And when I saw him, he was different. I saw the scars. It was Mike. He told us the story. There was people that was watching. Mike took the money from the business and would go deposit in the bank. And they watched and they knew Mike had the money in the motel room and he got robbed. Cut him. Battling for his life. Mike cried out to God. Got saved. Didn't die. You believe prayer and fasting don't work? And I told, me and my wife told him, we said, I told him, I said, and then Mike looked at me and said, what are you doing now, Jackson? I always called me Jackson. I said, I'm a man of the word. I'm preaching the word. He said, what kind of word? I said, the word of God. And then he kind of gave me a testimony. See, he didn't quite understand this Jesus that I understood now. But he said, let me tell you. I said, Mike, we were praying for you. He said, I received it. Amen. And he's alive. And he's married and got two kids now. I got this picture in my phone. I keep them there to remind me of how great God is. Amen. Mikey likes Jesus now. Amen. Mikey likes Jesus. And he's blessed. He's got some scars, but one day they're going to be changed. But the main thing is he's going to heaven. His name's written in the Lamb's Book of Life. That's the main thing. So if you've never made Jesus the main thing, if Jesus can't open up a book and find your name in there, you need to come to Jesus. You need to get born again today. You don't need to be like that father crying out. You need to cry out now and receive Jesus now. Ask him into your heart. Receive him into your life. You got to repent. You got to say, Lord, I repent. The kingdom of heaven was about changing your way of thinking. You need to change your way of thinking. You can't come to church. Coming to church doesn't make you a Christian. It's coming to Jesus and bowing down before him and saying, Lord, I repent. I need to be saved. I need help, Lord. You don't have to repent of all your sin. You just need to repent that you need him. Because he knows everything bad you did. But the main thing is he wants to wipe your slate clean. And the blood of Jesus has did that. And all you got to do is come to him. If that's you, if you're listening online, if you're here today, I think everybody in here in this place knows Jesus. But if you're watching online and you've never received Jesus, say yes to him today. Romans 10:8-10 says, if you'll believe in your heart that God raised his son Jesus from the dead, the Bible says you will be saved. You'll be changed. Amen. I said, you'll be changed. And then you need to get into a good church that teaches the word of God and faith in his word. Amen. And if you've never received the baptism, if you've never spoken in tongues, never been baptized in water, let me know. We got a baptism pool. The water doesn't save you. Jesus is what saves you. Amen. The water just represents, I was an old man and you rise up. And it's just a public confession that, you know what? I want to do what Jesus said. I want to be like Jesus. I want to be like my big brother Jesus. If you want to make those decisions, let me know. But let's pray together. Father, right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, I know there's going to be people watching this that have never received you, Lord. And we just agree with you right now. We command the devil to get underneath your feet. That if you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, the devil is defeated. You just need to know, you just need to go around praising God right now and thanking him for that victory right now. That your name, he just wrote your name in his book, a book of remembrance. And when that day comes, judgment day comes, you won't have to stand before a great white throne. You'll be able to sit with Jesus because God counts you worthy because of his blood, the blood of Jesus. If you made that commitment, you need to get into a church. You need to serve the Lord with all your heart. Seek him with all your heart. Because there's others out there that need to know about Jesus. So, Father, we just thank you. If anybody made that commitment today, Lord, that they got born again and they're going to get into a good church. And if you need prayer, send us an email. We'll be glad to pray with you. If you need prayer in this place, thank you, Jesus. Father, we just thank you right now, Lord. I thank you for this message, Lord, that we're not unbelief right now. We take authority over unbelief. That would try to creep into our lives. It's not from you, Father. So right now, I cancel any spirits of unbelief right now, of any doubts right now that would be in our subconsciously telling us that that's not God. I rebuke that right now in Jesus' name, and I release life to you and freedom to you, that you can serve the Lord with joy. Amen. It's a happy day to serve Jesus. And Father, I just speak blessings over our finances, over of all the people of this church right now, Lord, that they'll be able to give blessed offerings. That, Lord, you chase them down and bless them. That, Lord, this is a year of promotion, a day of promotion for your people, Lord. That whatever you've called us to do, there won't be a struggle right now in the name of Jesus. I break those chains of having to struggle to get by. Lord, you said you load us down daily with your benefits. We call them in, Father. I release faith right now for healing to these children, to Bryson and Jeremiah, to Deanna right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we call them healed today. Lord, they are your children, Lord, and they don't have to wait till tomorrow to get healed. We call them healed today in the name of Jesus. And Satan, we break your power right now by the authority of Jesus' name. We call them whole. We call them arising with healing right now in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we call in the people to this church you've called to be here, Lord. We break that spirit of fear and doubt, Lord. People that are supposed to be coming to church that are still at home, Lord, we break that fear in the name of Jesus. I said, we break that fear in Jesus' name. We're supposed to come to church rejoicing. Rejoicing. In Jesus' name. We are the church. And we just thank you for that, Father. And you need personal prayer? Anybody can pray
personally? Joining us today at Word of Faith Worship Center. I pray God's grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of our Lord Jesus Christ. And if you do not know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, then according to Romans 10, 8 through 10, the word is nigh unto thee, in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach, that if you will confess with your mouth Jesus as your Lord and believe that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. For with the heart you believe unto righteousness, and with your mouth confession is made unto salvation. We would ask you today to simply say, yes, I believe this, and I say yes to Jesus. Now, if you just received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, we would encourage you to get into a good church. Our church is located at 757 Harris Street, Northwest, Concord, North Carolina, 28025. And you can also find us on the internet at wordoffaithworshipcenter.org or wofwc.org. We hope to see you soon. Blessings.